is January the 16th.
Well, it's not random, is it?
Well, it is.
It is January.
Dry Jan's in the bin. Yeah, and I've just bought Adam a coffee that is 90% whipped cream.
Stitched up.
Diet's going well.
This is a healthy obsession. My name's Adam, and that man that you just heard speaking is Tom, the hardest working man in sports entertainment.
Except I do no entertaining.
No sports.
There's no entertainment. And I'm not very sporty.
Yeah, so the least interesting man in sports entertainment.
Whoa, that's a jump.
Sorry, yeah. That was a dig.
Yeah, no need for that.
That's not a good way to start a show, is it?
I'll take that coffee back.
And you can have it, it's just a cup of sugar.
I bought it with your credit card anyway, joke's on you.
Brilliant. Yeah, so well, at least you got my credit card for me, you saved me a drive.
Yeah, I did.
Left it at the pub.
Yeah, but you've not checked the statements yet. I've had your credit card for about 18 hours in my power.
I know, I locked it, so I know you're lying.
Oh, you locked it?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah, so I know you're lying.
Good job I didn't try. Can you imagine that?
I know, you just bring...
Try use a dodgy card, it's been locked, I get nicked.
Perfect. That's how you catch criminals.
Yeah.
Booby trap.
Oops.
Yeah, so I thought you were boycotting Starbucks anyway. You were going to... What was the gas station coffee you like? Black something?
No, I like that. It's called Double Black.
Why didn't you get that?
Well, because I didn't drive past that gas station.
You drive past that to come to my house, don't you?
Yeah, it was just not really on the way. I'd have to get off the motorway and get back on the motorway.
So you went to Starbucks and got two drinks that cost $20.
So expensive.
It is, isn't it?
I should have brought you a Double Black.
Yeah, that would have been right.
The podcast would have been 1,000 miles an hour like this. Can you speak very quickly? Can you?
I think so.
Right, a little bit of a... Who's the rapper that speaks really quickly? There's a lot of them.
There's a lot, yeah.
That's what rap is, isn't it?
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
So, how are you feeling?
I'm back to life, slowly.
Were you a little sluggish yesterday?
Rough day yesterday.
We went for a debrief on Saturday, didn't we?
Little afternoon debrief, Cornish pasty and 3 pints was the deal.
That was the deal. That was the arrangement.
It was. I believed it would happen as well.
I did as well.
And every man that's listening right now knows that we're horrible little pub fiends.
The problem is, once you've had 3 pints...
You're in.
Game on.
You're in.
You got the taste then.
We ended up in the so-called vortex...
We got out of the vortex though.
We got in.
It
didn't make any difference. It just got us spinning. But we ended up in the entertainment district, which we're definitely not. We're not a good fit for that.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. We knew we had to be out of there. What was our time limit that we had to be out of there?
I set an alarm on my phone.
What did it say?
For 8 o'clock.
It said, fuck, go home, wanker.
Go home, you loser. At 8:05, I'd snoozed it. And we were still there.
It got turned off, didn't it?
But then we did get outside the central ring.
We got out of the first vortex.
Yeah, and then got caught where we really love to go.
We got absorbed by the second vortex.
Landed in a karaoke bar.
No singing though. Well, Teddy sang.
Yeah, he did sing.
Yeah.
We backed him loudly.
Yeah, Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
Loved it.
Great song.
Yeah. The rest of the crowd weren't so into it.
There's a couple of good singers in there, wasn't there?
Some really good singers.
I thought that was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Some people live for that shit though, don't they? They go to the karaoke bar to like perform.
Yeah. When we go in just to I don't even know what we're going for. Pina coladas.
That's it.
We've got
a pina colada.
We've got a thing where we order pina coladas in this one karaoke bar.
It's the only pub you would ever drink a pina colada.
They're fantastic.
They are good, aren't they?
You know what's funny? Whenever we do it, nobody's drinking pina coladas when we start. But by the end, you'll see there's about 10 people all with a pina colada. They look at it and they go, oh, that looks good.
I do remember that. Yeah. Someone else came over and said, what are you drinking? Yeah. And then they ordered
they
for their table.
Pina coladas, yep.
And the guy got fuming because it's a pain in the arse to make them.
Well, we'll tell the story. We went in
and
went to the first bar in this place, and we said, "Oh, we'll have 4 pina coladas, please." And he went, "Oh, blender's broken." So we asked him to make something with, can you use pineapple vodka and a bit of coconut milk or something? And anyway, the owner of the pub saw us walking with them, and she was like, "What on earth are those?" So she remade them into real pina coladas.
She helped us out, didn't she?
But the lad upstairs was fuming. He did not want to make them.
Well, it's because of the way you framed it to him. You said, "Take these and put those in that blender, blend them together." After he told you to fuck off.
Well, to be fair, that's all he had to do was stick them in a blender.
I thought you were barred from that.
No, I'm not barred from anywhere.
Are you not?
No.
I think I am at the moment.
I'm welcomed with Wide arms.
Wide arms.
Wide arms.
Yeah, open arms.
Open arms.
Wide arms.
You've got wide arms.
Well, mate, you've got wide arms. You're welcome to come in here.
Yeah. So yesterday was a bit foggy in the morning. I jumped in the pool to refresh my body.
How cold was it?
It was raining yesterday.
Yeah, so it's been overcast for the last few days.
It was cold.
Also,
I've been saying to Sarah, my wife, that I'm going to start doing like 2 or 3 days a week.
Cold plunge,
but like staying there for 3 minutes. It's not going to happen.
No, it's horrible.
But apparently the health benefits,
yeah,
by all the trendsetters on social media, they're like, this is great for you, but get up at 4 a.m, do a cold plunge, you'll be a millionaire by the end of the year. So
just lies, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just poisoning my mind.
So would you rather be too hot or too cold?
I'd rather be hot. You can always cool down.
You can always warm up.
It's easy to cool down. It's hard to get warm. When you're really, really cold, it is hard to get warm.
Is it?
So you can cool down really quickly. You can't warm up very quickly.
Mine would be hot for sure. I hate being cold.
I'd rather be hot than cold.
Unless
I'm trying to sleep.
Then you'd rather be cold.
Oh, when you're really hot and sweaty, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's nasty.
That was Sunday night.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then Arsenal play Tottenham, which we'll talk about in a minute, just to make your day even brighter.
Yeah.
Lots of derby love for this weekend, wasn't it?
That's why you're so excited for this show.
Couldn't wait to
have got better for you this weekend.
So, anything else on the live front? What else is coming up? Vegas. We put it out there on last week's show. We got some good and interesting responses to us asking Luke. So we're forming a team, a house team, a AHO podcast. That's what we've got, AHO Podcast FC.
And friends.
Yeah, and friends. We said we'd accept applications for teammates. Quite a few who messaged on Instagram, but you didn't really sell yourselves very well.
Yeah, don't message us and go, I'll come, but I'm not very good.
That's like four lads said that. Like you said, I'm not very good at football, but I'll come like for the banter. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, all right, mate. Well,
but like, lie. Tell us you're really good. Catfish us.
I'd rather you lie.
Yeah.
And show up in Vegas and be an absolute spanner. Awful. I'd respect that.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, well played, mate.
Yeah,
you've done well.
Yeah, you get on AHO Podcast FC in front.
Blaggers.
Oh, that's perfect.
So, yes, the teams, we've now had to resort to asking people who are, I don't know what we describe them.
Low-lifes.
Low-lifes. To come and play football with us.
Yeah, so, but now Tom's bottling it a little bit because we're going from D1 to D2 now.
I asked if there's a D3.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
No, we're going D2.
Go D3.
Middle of the pack.
Go D3.
D3 and win it.
You just want to take the trophy on Sunday night in Vegas.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, let's go for the guaranteed win.
Get a D2 team and go in D3.
Sandbag it.
Sandbag FC, that's what we call ourselves.
Fantastic.
AHO Sandbag Crew.
Then when we win it. Mm. Imagine if we don't win it.
Embarrassing.
It'd be pathetic.
Won't win it.
Who's going all the way to Vegas for me in D3? Is that a thing?
Well, it's just a great excuse to go to Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Like,
no, I want.
It's literally what you're going to do.
I want both. I want a good time and competition.
I don't know that you can do that after 30.
Whoa. We'll find out.
It was easy in your 20s. You can do both.
It's valid.
Stay up all night, party, straight to the pitch. And now.
You made me feel.
You can't even get in your cold pool without having a breakdown.
You made me feel pathetic.
Oh, you are. Does it make you feel? Just expose you.
Yeah. All right. We'll go D2.
All right.
And we'll finish fourth.
Are we still taking applications or no?
No, applications are open because, to be fair, the
we've only got three players.
Well and truly open.
Actually, we have only got three actual players going.
Everybody else is me, you, and who?
And James Murtagh.
Oh, yeah, is he in? He's 100%.
He's 100%.
Okay, love it.
He's in.
Jimmy's on the bus.
Jimmy's on the bus. Tommy's on the bus. Adam's on the bus.
Yep.
And the wheels on the bus are falling off.
Flat tyre.
So we need at least six more guys, I'd say.
At least.
We need nine, at least.
I'd like ten. Four subs.
So we need a subkeeper as well.
I'll be backup keeper.
Maybe we just don't play with a keeper.
Nah, you've seen me and got them all right.
No, let's play avant-garde. Sweeper keeper.
Lose 8-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No goalie. No gloves on.
Rush goalie.
Just last man.
Whoever's in the box is our goalkeeper.
Yes.
Throw the pinny round. Throw the bib around.
It's hard to play against teams when they do that because you get an extra man.
No, but it's not because when they win it, they just wang it in from anywhere.
Wang it in?
Wang.
What does wang it in mean?
Wang's like a throw. You wang it.
Is it?
You ever use that word?
That's not what I thought wang meant. No,
I bet you didn't. Wrong-in.
Do you want to talk about footy?
Yeah, really.
Got criticised last week as well, you, for saying Bale was the best It's the best British footballer ever.
Give me a counter argument.
I think the person did, didn't they?
Did they?
Well, I don't know. Let me pull up the text.
Oh, yeah, you screenshotted it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Erdl's really wound me up with that comment. All right. Slow week then, is it?
It is a slow week. But mate, this is what we want. We want our listeners involved and engaged.
I don't want anyone's opinions.
We send each other a lot of messages.
Yeah, like, way too many.
Most of it's just absolute drivel. I don't know, I can't find it. Anyway, no. Someone was criticising you saying that...
So I heard an argument for Wayne Rooney, which I'm not completely against.
Wayne Rooney's definitely a better overall footballer, of all-time footballer than Gareth Bale.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, he was retired playing in Major League Soccer by the time he was 30, so...
No, he was 35, same age as Bale.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
And now he's managing.
Did he win MLS?
I don't know, where was he at? No, but he scored... No,
he scored from the halfway line,
though. No, he didn't, it was an assist.
Oh, that was a great assist.
He might have scored as well.
DC United.
Rooney's a better overall player.
He didn't win MLS Cup. He won one Champions League.
What do you mean didn't? How is that the barometer? Didn't win an MLS Cup.
We're in America. He's not won the biggest trophy in America.
Played at more World Cups.
The Bale? Oh, yeah.
Played at more Euros.
Yeah.
Rooney.
Rooney got injured at every World Cup or Euros. Every big tournament, he was a flop.
No one likes playing for England.
He was rubbish.
He swore at the camera in South Africa. That was funny.
He hated the fans.
Yeah.
Because we're booing him off because of rubbish.
England fans are the worst.
He just loved breaking a metatarsal. That's
what he did. Yeah, broke his metatarsal before every big tournament. Rooney's definitely better.
No, he's not. Anyway.
He is.
Right, I'm not going back into this.
All right. Don't rake over old graves. Do you want to talk about the foot? No, we got criticised as well for not talking about football.
People actually like our opinion on football.
Yeah, so you only talk about football for 5 minutes at the end of the show.
Go on then, let's do it.
Let's talk about football.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with Manchester United and Manchester City?
Yeah, it's a good one, that.
All right. So what did you make of it?
Dirty, isn't it?
Why is it dirty?
It's dirty.
Why?
Because the first goal, the equaliser for Manchester United. By the way, I'm going to put this out there. But so I got up at 5:25 a.m. to watch a game that I couldn't care less about because I was like, this will be a good match. Like, maybe this is worth it. Got my half five.
That's impressive.
I'm watching it. I let you know that I was watching it.
You did.
So, and then at half time, it was that boring of a game. The first half was rubbish.
It was just a stalemate.
Neither team took a risk.
No.
City just had the ball. Man United were just shadow defending, but nothing was happening. So I was like, I'm going back to bed. And then I woke up and it was the greatest second half. That's an exaggeration. It was an okay second half.
It was a good second half. So let's talk about the first goal and why it should have been disallowed.
Why it should have been?
If the Fernandez goal should have been disallowed, then so should have Jack Grealish's.
Why should Jack Grealish's?
If you go back and watch the run of play, Kyle Walker is in an offside position when the pass goes into De Bruyne.
Yep.
And Wan-Bissaka runs with Kyle Walker.
Okay.
So, Kyle Walker's impacting play and it was offside.
Sorry, I stopped listening because you're talking nonsense. Let me explain to you why.
Go on,
let me explain to you why. Because people will say, oh, you don't know the rules, this and that, right?
Does anyone know the offside rule anymore?
No.
I have no fucking idea what it is.
Even AI doesn't. If you go on ChatGPT or whatever it is and ask AI what's offside, the internet will melt down.
Can't just fall apart. Tom, look, let's be real for a second. If Marcus Rashford isn't offside, then nobody knows what the offside rule is.
He's definitely offside.
Of course he is.
Here's the issue.
But the interpretation of the rule is so fucked up.
They're saying he didn't impact play, but here's why I think it's offside. They're saying he didn't touch the ball. But if you remove Rashford, just completely remove him in that situation, right, you know what happens?
Keeper comes.
Either keeper comes and clears it, or centre-back gets there first.
Right.
So clearly he has impacted play, because he's a yard away from the ball the whole time. And he even winds up like he's about to hit it.
Yeah, he had to stumble to stop his feet.
Yeah, like Edison doesn't come out of his line. He gets set right before Rashford leaves it. So he's already set, expecting a strike from Rashford, and then Fernandez jumps in. It's fucked. It's definitely offside. I hate it.
What about Kyle Walker one at the other end then?
I didn't see it, so.
Well, you should get your facts sorted after you're coming on a podcast.
No, because it's not so direct, is it? It didn't change the way of the play.
It does.
Oh, because Bissaka followed him.
Bissaka was in the channel that the pass went through.
Yep.
Kyle Walker steps out.
Yep.
Wan-Bissaka goes with him. Yep. Kyle Walker's offside when the ball's played.
Yep.
had Kyle Walker not made that run, Wan-Bissaka wouldn't have moved.
All right, I think everything's offside from now on. I think we should do away with the offside rule. No offside. Imagine how that would change the game tactically.
Bit of poaching going on.
Can you imagine how it would change the game?
Yeah, you'd just have a guy. It'd be shit. Football would be terrible.
Yeah, it would be really bad. There'd be no pressure on the ball.
No.
It would just be really stretched. Yeah, it'd be stretched.
Because you'd just have a guy still in the 18-yard box.
It'd become basketball.
Yeah, you'd have to make the pitch smaller for no offside.
Maybe.
But honestly, they need to sort of rule out.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
So
it makes it much sweeter, though, that there was a bit of controversy around it. Yeah, a sweaty little goal.
And to be fair, it rattled. It rattled City.
It did.
And they looked... I mean, they're obviously an unbelievable team, but they just seem to have lost that little bit of pizzazz for me right now.
Do you want to know a crazy statistic? They've had one shot on target in two games. Yeah, for Manchester City, that's mental.
Haaland...
didn't touch the ball.
You've got... So the only shot on goal is literally the header.
The Jack Grealish goal.
What?
For Man City.
That's scandalous.
With Haaland in your team.
Haaland, De Bruyne. I mean...
still go on, carry on. Foden.
Foden was non-existent, by the way.
Foden. Wan-Bissaka, whatever they put in his...
He had a worldie.
He was fucking... The last 2 months, yeah, he's been unbelievable.
I will say this. I was very, very, very critical of Ten Hag. You can go back and listen.
Yes, it's recorded.
I was a big non-believer. But I will give him credit. I think he's established a culture at United. He's made some big decisions. I mean, mate, not many people can bin off Ronaldo and come out the other side.
I thought that might have been the death of him.
I thought it was risky.
Because if they get rid of Ronaldo and we went on a 2 or 3 game run where we didn't win a game, you're binned, mate. You're like a fucking idiot.
I guess to get to the point where you feel like you need to get rid of him, it's like anything's going to be better than this. You get to that point, don't you? So
he's handled everything and made United a team again.
Yeah.
Like, they actually look like they're training and know what they're doing, whereas before they're just all over the place.
Yeah, no, he's done a great job. I give him massive, massive credit.
The captain's on the bench. Luke Shaw's playing in his position, Tom.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw looks great at centre-back. How do you even know to do that?
How's that happen?
And your captain, who is a centre-back, is on the bench.
Yeah.
And even Maguire still seems like he's bought in.
Yeah. Well, he's getting paid, isn't he? And he knows if he goes anywhere else, he's not playing there anymore.
How do you do that as a coach?
Well, I think he's established standards and expectations, and he said, get on board or you'll walk like Cristiano. And I think players had to make a choice of, all right, well, we're all in or I'm out. And I think when you do that, we'll talk about Klopp in a little bit with Liverpool, because I think there's a very distinct managerial style that is successful, that gets teams going in the right direction. But I think it's a short-term model. Which is why Klopp's experience from always happening.
Klopp's 7 years, though. That's not short term.
Well, yeah and no. We'll get into it in a minute. But I think he's clearly just got the players to buy into what he wants, and he's got belief. And when you've got belief, I mean, you're 80-90% of the way there. The rest of it, they're good footballers. You know, you just need that culture and that cohesion. And that's what he's got going right now, and I give him credit. Now, you texting me saying you're going to win the fucking league is a load of nonsense.
Well, let me ask you right now, yes or no. Can Man United win the league?
Can you win the league?
Can we win the league?
Yeah, because the wheels...
Not will we, can we?
Can you, yes. Because the wheels are still going to come off Arsenal. I'm convinced.
You're only saying United can because you just don't want Arsenal to do that badly.
There's still 20 games left. They can stop celebrating like bellends, but...
We'll talk about them in a minute.
Yeah.
So the next thing that stood out to me was Casemiro before the game said that he's never met anyone as obsessed with winning as Ten Hag. Said he's a maniac about it.
Well, he has to be.
Yeah, to be at that club.
Yeah, to be in the role he is now. But by the way, I love Casemiro's celebrations.
It's great, and Fred just firing into the crowd.
I thought he was a retiree, just coming in for a bit of a payoff and a bit of a Premier League run.
He's changed the team.
He's absolutely buzzing.
And Eriksen didn't particularly play well against City, but the two of them in there, the composure...
Yeah.
It's night and day, and this is probably the one scary thing for United now. One knock to Casemiro or Eriksen. Well, who'd you replace him with? McTominay.
Yeah, it's not good.
And all of a sudden, the gulf in class between the starting of Casemiro and versus McTominay, where we were a few months ago, it's night and day.
It's mad.
Drastic.
Nah, it is hugely different to what was going on before.
Fernandez said after the game, it's the first time that they felt like a team.
Yeah.
That there's team spirit.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Love beating City. Haaland, Luke Shaw marking Haaland before the game, you think that is only going to end up in one thing.
What a mismatch.
Just getting bullied. And he did nothing. What did you make of Fred marking job on De Bruyne?
I loved it. First half.
That's a proper hurdle.
That's a bit
maneuver.
Of me, that. That is a bit of me. I'd have been like, Fred the Red, go and follow him around.
Stifling.
Just get in his pockets. Yeah, he went home and he ate De Bruyne's dinner afterwards as well. He went, that's mine, give that to me.
I'd never seen De Bruyne pull out to the right-hand side because he couldn't get the ball.
He just went and stood on the wing.
Yeah.
But sulked. He went over there like, I can't get away from this guy. And it was like, brilliant. I love a bit of old-school man marking.
It's great.
It works.
Yeah, Fred.
It's effective.
Follow him around, always in touching distance, yeah, the whole game. And before we move on, how good is Garnacho? Very direct, very, very strong little player. He's got the assist for the winner.
He's good. How good is he? He's a good player.
All right.
I don't want you to say there.
I'm just curious.
He's amazing. I think he's fantastic.
There you go.
No.
Oh, right.
He's a good player.
All right. Yeah. Well, the only reason I ask you that is because you're on a podcast and you give some fucking insight. No, he doesn't play for Tottenham.
He'd be rubbish if he played for us.
True.
Especially how it works.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of.
So United can win the league.
I think United could win the league.
Okay.
It's possible.
More or less likely than Man City win the league?
No, I still think I'd favour City over you. Okay. Because of what you've just said, you're one injury away from shit.
I don't think City have got the depth. United don't have the depth.
You could pull it off if all the stars align. I don't think you would.
And we're still in four competitions.
He's doing all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, it's a disaster. Couldn't go worse for you.
But he's rotating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but.
And we just signed Weghorst.
Yeah, why?
Interesting, isn't it?
What's the point?
I don't think he'll play much. He'll play in the sweaty games.
Why would you sign another striker? You've got thousands.
We haven't got any. Martial's fucking useless and he's injured. All right, that's enough. Man United to win the league. Arsenal and Tottenham. Where did it all go wrong, Tom? Talk about the first goal.
Jesus.
What is he doing?
Tottenham. It's... Where do you even start? The club is just a mess, and it sounds dramatic to say that because we're still, you know, we're fifth, and we've been a solid team for years, and people point to the new stadium and the investment. And to be fair, there's a lot of people that are anti the agenda at Spurs: get rid of the board, get rid of the ownership, get rid of Daniel Levy, the chairman. But he's given money to Conte. Conte signed a fair few players,
spent quite a bit of cash,
spent a decent amount, not crazy, but enough. I don't think the problem is necessarily that. I think the problem is, like, I think Conte's a bit of a problem right now, to be honest with you.
In what way?
He only plays one way. And that game, when the lineup came out, my old man texted me straight away and he went, we're playing with two midfielders against their three. We're going to get eaten alive. We're getting run over. And that's exactly what happened. We had two midfielders against their three. And it's just a tactical... I don't want to say it's inept from Conte, because obviously he's a winner. He's won other places. But sometimes, as a manager, for me, you've got to understand what you've got, play to your strengths, and what you're playing against. And he doesn't adapt. He plays his bloody system, and he'll live and die on it. And it doesn't work for Tottenham. We don't have the players to do it. To play the way Conte needs to play, you need a really, really good defensive unit. And we've got Hugo Lloris, who, let's be honest, ain't there anymore. I know he's just gone to a World Cup final, but a number of errors he makes.
I was reading, it was something, a Tottenham piece after the game yesterday, and it was saying that the game's kind of passed that style of goalkeeper by now. It's like, yeah, he's not good enough with his feet anymore.
No, his feet are very average.
Feet are terrible. And I mean, that, I just don't know what he was doing for that goal.
He loves to parry. He loves to parry things.
That's such a weird goal.
He doesn't often hold a ball.
Right.
So, like, if you watch his saves, everything is tipped around a post, tipped over the bar, punched away.
But this one, he just threw it into the net. It wasn't going in the net.
So the goal was pathetic all around. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Sky Sports. Paul Merson was kicking off that he did an old school goal kick, which was just stupid. But so he's punted it down the pitch. Let's come back at us, right? And we got caught 3v2 in the midfield. They exploited us, and ball goes wide, and the defending from Brian Sessegnon was awful. I mean, we do have some pretty bad footballers in our team right now. But what's he doing?
Yeah, that's bad.
A defender would have headed that way. That cross, a defender would have headed that. Not elbowed it into his own goal.
Now, would you say that, like, from now on, would you get rid of Lloris and play Fraser Forster?
I think you need to start playing Fraser Forster at some point more. I think you have to. Now, the problem is, he's a club captain. He's been brilliant for years for us. And I'm going to get to this with Klopp again. You've got the loyalty card. And I think sometimes at that level...
Hard to drop, Lloris, isn't it?
But he's just been to a World Cup final. And you're like, he's captain of France. Like, yeah. How do you drop him? Well,
you're in the bin for Fraser Forster.
But he ain't performing. And I think he himself will have gone home after that game going, you know, I'm not playing well enough.
You could see his face.
He was shaking his head and pointing at everyone else, and I was like, it's your fault, mate.
Yeah.
So
it was poor defending, but goalkeeper should be, you would have saved that.
I would have headed it away.
Who could have caught it?
Yeah.
It was dreadful.
Bizarre. Yeah, so in general, Spurs, pathetic performance for a North London derby. We were outclassed. I hate to say it. I absolutely cannot stand Mikel Arteta. I can't stand him. Why is he always on the side? Well, why is he always outside his tech query? Do you notice that?
Yeah, he's every manager is what you're talking about.
No.
Conte's the worst.
He's always got. Conte's not on the pitch. Arteta was literally feet on the pitch. Nothing. Just gets away. Standing in front of throwers.
Mate, you're clutching at straws. What are you talking about? Manager walks out of the technical area.
It drives me nuts.
I've watched you coach. You don't ever stand near a technical area.
There's not many people in this world I dislike. I dislike Mikel Arteta. I've got nothing nice to say about him. I've got no interest in him.
He's doing a good job, though.
He's done an all right job. Going well for him.
What about the second goal from the skipper?
Great finish by Odegaard.
He's a good player.
Probably one of the most, I don't want to call him underrated because he's not, but he's not talked about much.
He's not talked
overlooked.
About. No, you're right.
And he's absolutely class.
He's good at everything.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's a very good footballer.
I mean, credit to him. He great finish.
Mm.
Awful defending from Spurs again.
He got a lot of time to stop, trap, wind up.
It's not good enough, is it?
No.
And then, yeah, second half, obviously, Tottenham did what they do, came out for 20 minutes and had a huff and a puff. Just wasn't good enough.
I'd love to know the statistic of how many games this season Tottenham have been down.
2-0
at half, or 2-0 specifically at half-time.
50% of our games.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
They don't start playing until the second half.
It's appalling.
It's almost like Conte's got it backwards, where Spurs can actually play attacking football. He starts too defensive. They go down, and then he says, okay, now you need to go and attack. You're going to lose.
I don't get
very
it.
Very strange. You've got Harry Kane, and you've got a lot of good attacking players.
I've got no faith in Conte at the moment, to be honest with you. Very, very little.
How much of a shit house is Richarlison? He's winding everybody up.
Okay. To be fair, he should have had 3 or 4 fouls that just weren't given. Yeah. So,
but when he was warming up, he smacked, what's his name, in the hand?
Who?
I can't remember his name. One of the Arsenal players.
Plays for Arsenal, does he?
Obviously. Is he the Korean player that plays for Arsenal?
No, I don't know him.
He was warming up next to Richarlison. Richarlison smacked his hand
for no reason.
Brilliant.
Richarlison is a absolute master shithouser.
He is, isn't he?
Obviously, I mean, I think I know why he kicked off with... Ramsdale at the end, though, because Ramsdale. So I don't know if you remember at Everton, Richarlison got in trouble for some crowd interaction.
Yeah, I remember.
Got suspended. I think they rescinded it.
He threw something at.
He threw something into the crowd. Yeah. Threw it back into the crowd.
Right.
And he got hammered for it. And I think it was funny because that's why he was getting his face waving his finger like, no, you can't interact with the crowd because I got in trouble for it. And that's what he was getting kicking off about. But then obviously a Spurs fan decided to boot him in the back.
How pathetic are Spurs fans, though?
Whoa.
In general.
Whoa.
Come on.
Don't be generalising everyone.
You can't
tarnish everyone with one idiot's
you
brush.
You can't dish it
one
out.
One idiot. No.
And then the keeper gives it back to you. I liked it. Yeah. Go for Ramsdale.
No, it's good.
Fucking give it back.
And I give Ramsdale credit. In his interview afterwards, he said, Spurs fans were giving it to me all game, so I turned around and I gave it back after.
You kissed the badge.
I love
you
it.
You kissed the shit.
I'm all for that.
It's great.
I'm all for that. The fan, the individual. It's one fan.
What
a muppet.
He's going to do jail time for that.
Oh, he has to.
Oh, what an idiot.
You can't do that.
No, that's bad.
The stupidest disgraceful. Part. It's terrible, right? You can't be trying to kick a goalkeeper.
Fucking football, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, and you're in the most high-tech stadium in the world, surrounded by cameras.
Jesus.
But he's put a scarf over his nose, and he starts running away. What's he think's going to happen?
Oh, what an idiot. He's going to wake up with a terrible hangover in a jail cell.
He's never going to go to football again.
Oh, ever. What a muppet.
Lucky bugger. He doesn't have to endure 90 minutes of Spurs.
Over the banter.
How lucky is he?
And what I found really interesting, I don't know if you saw this, just out of shot, Granit Xhaka was being restrained.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You know he's going to have a little fight with somebody, isn't he?
He's trying to kick off. Xhaka thinks he's right.
I think
he is. I sound like a bit of a little Spurs man, but I really can't stand... Like the way they were celebrating as well.
So I read an interesting statistic.
Garbage.
In the grand scheme of the season, if it was a normal season without the World Cup, we'd be at somewhere like the December 12th point of the season.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really be talking about like
winning the league
or 20 games to go. It just feels different because we're at like halfway through January and you're 8 points clear.
They've played 18 games. We play 38.
There's 20 games. To go.
And they're in the court, so Arteta then, you know, drags them all over to the corner, and they're running and laughing like it's four games to go and they've just got 8 points clear.
Yeah.
I'm bitter, but I just really hope it falls apart. They're so smarmy and smug and God, aren't they? They're horrible.
I wish you could see Tom's face right now.
They're so unlikable. You can't tell me you like the person. Like Granit Xhaka, I hate him. I can't stand him.
I really like him.
Like Thomas Partey, not a good person. I like him. You look at Arteta. Just
I think he's pretty cool.
I've got no interest in any of them.
You got anything else you want to get off your chest? This is good therapy for you.
Annoying little Zinchenko.
Mate, they're a good team.
No, I'm not having it. They're all right.
Can Arsenal win the league?
Yeah, they could.
Alright. Think they will?
Please don't let them win the league.
Do you think Man United have a better chance of winning the league?
No, you don't.
You think it's between Arsenal or City?
Yeah.
We'll talk about the rest of it after the break. We've gone over a bit here, but
sorry, timekeeper.
You're fucking rambling. It's amazing, though. This is the entertainment people are here for. Alright, we'll be back half time. Welcome back. This is the second half of the, I don't even know, maybe the eighth best soccer podcast in sports entertainment.
What are you on about, eighth?
Well, I think we're
number one.
Last time I checked, we were eighth.
Well, if we're talking about opinions.
Oh, yeah, number one in.
Number one.
Yeah, number one in our opinion.
100%. Without a doubt.
Our listeners don't even think we're number one.
Oh, they do.
Do they?
What do you think? Do you think they've listened to seven other podcasts before this one?
Do you think your dad thinks this is number one podcast?
I don't think he listens to it.
He doesn't even know you're on a podcast.
No, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
He purposely does not listen to it.
I'm going to ring him and make sure he knows.
Send it to him every day.
Listen here, Steve.
Listen to me.
Yeah, listen to me. Support your son.
Yep.
He needs it.
That's it.
After his meltdown in the first half of the show over Arsenal's domination.
Don't start again.
North London's red, mate.
It's not red, is it?
It is red.
They've not finished above us in, 8 years? Not red.
The contrast.
The first time they've beaten Spurs since 2014.
He's nibbled again.
They've not beaten Spurs as Spurs since 2014. What are you on about? North London's red. They've won a game. Well done.
So, who's top of the league?
They weren't even that good yesterday. They're all right.
Who's top of the league?
Yeah, they are for now. With 20 games left.
They're about 15
don't
points clear.
Don't kick off again. Look what you've done.
Yeah, so.
Full of nonsense.
Look at the change, though. Arsenal last season went to Spurs, and Spurs dominated them. It was men against boys.
Yep.
Look at the drop off at Spurs.
Yeah, blame Conte.
Is it Conte's fault?
It's Conte.
What's the chairman's name?
Who?
Daniel Levy.
Daniel Levy.
Yeah. It's brilliant. Can we just talk about this instead?
No, we're moving on. Talk about some other misery. There's a lot of misery going around with big teams.
So I'm going to England, I tell you that.
You're going to England?
Yeah, I'm going to England to the Carabao Cup final, which Manchester United are not in yet.
You've got to beat Forest. I'm putting all my money on Forest.
All right, so I've got a question for everybody.
Yeah.
On Saturday, going to go to a match in London. Would you prefer, what do you think I should go to? Fulham at home.
Against?
Don't know, need to. Or Wolves. Or Palace against Liverpool at Palace.
Ooh.
Couple of tasty games.
Tough.
Spurs play Chelsea, but that's on Sunday. United will be at Wembley that day.
Palace will be. Palace, what do you think? You're going to go watch Spurs on Sunday.
I'll be at Spurs. Or I'll be at Newcastle or Southampton. Or Forest and Newcastle.
Yeah, terrible game. No, on a serious Craven Cottage would be cool to go to, but it's a bit of a crap game.
It's a bit shit, isn't it? Palace Liverpool would be funny.
Palace is a good atmosphere too.
At great ground, yeah.
Selhurst Park is not great ground.
No, well, because it's old school. Yeah. Like, it's jammed in. But I think Fulham's better to get to. I think it's the West End, isn't it?
Oh, you want to go to the posh side of town?
Yeah, we get a little scruffy South London. with a load of Scousers down
Palace,
there.
Palace Liverpool would be great.
That would be good.
Because you've got a bit of skin in the game because you hate Liverpool as well. Know, so you could get behind Palace.
And it might be the game that you get sacked.
Vieira.
Klopp.
Kloppy,
yeah,
potential. He's on the hot seat for sure right now.
All right, well, we'll put it out to the crowd. I believe
put in a vote.
Democratic values. Whatever the audience votes for, I'll go and do.
We're gonna send you to the one you don't want to go to.
And then United Barcelona on Thursday night to knock Barcelona out of the Europa League.
You probably will.
Definitely will. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, all right,
they're rubbish. Yeah. Sweaty little team.
They're not rubbish, are they?
Definitely.
But probably beat you.
Yeah. That's second leg as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be 2-0 down from the away leg.
Got a train up to Manchester.
Yep. That'll be fun for you, mate.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yay.
It's all right. So, rest of the weekend. Let's start first with Everton. The misery gets piled on.
Weren't they winning in that game as well?
They were 1-0 up, yeah, from a Nana goal. James Ward-Prowse bagged the brace to pile the misery. And there were some unsavoury scenes outside the ground afterwards. I don't know if you saw, but Yerry Mina was accosted by fans.
They trapped his car, didn't they? And they were like, why did he get out?
I don't know, that's bold, though.
I mean, fair play to him. At least he engaged. Yeah, said, you know what?
He engaged.
What's he supposed to say?
And that, it's kind of what he said. He's like, look, I'll do my best.
What do you want me to do?
It's fucking football. You lose sometimes.
Oh, I needed this conversation to start playing well again. I wasn't aware that you lot cared. Like, what's he, like, it's a strange thing.
Prior to the game, the chairman and I think the vice chairman received death threats and couldn't go to the match. Getting a bit out of hand.
That's ugly, that. Well, the chairman came out and he made a really weird comment.
Who's the chairman? Is it Ken Bates?
No.
That was the 90s. That is long ago. Is he dead? What? He's brown, brown.
Jesus. No.
Something Ken Wright. I knew it was Ken was in there somewhere.
So it's. Is he dead?
He might be. It was about 100 in the 90s.
Know. Probably then, yeah.
All right, go on. Rest so what are you going to say? Say about Everton.
Well, the chairman came out and he said that he only makes decisions. Most of his decisions on managers have been made by the fans so far. So that's a strange thing to say. It's just a mess over there. It's a massive mess. I don't think they've really got a clue what's going on. I don't think Lampard really is the man to sort it out. He backed Lampard. He said he believes in Frank, which is always the kiss of death. So... yeah, I don't think it's going to end very well.
It's not, is it? It's Bill Kenwright, that's what I was thinking
there
of.
There you go, well played.
Did I say Ken Bates?
Ken Bates.
Wasn't he the Chelsea chairman?
Yeah, he was.
He is still alive.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 91.
There you go, bloody hell.
But yeah, Kenwright. I knew there was a Ken in there somewhere.
And you got the Bill, the B, yeah. Ken Bates.
So he can't go to the game because he got death threats. That's off.
That's wrong, isn't it? Do you think he's not going to invest in your club anymore?
Well, I think they're trying to sell the club, aren't they?
But at that point, like you're having a Barney with Yerry Mina in the street. Do you think that's going to really make him love playing for Everton?
No.
It doesn't make sense. You're just it's toxic.
And they've lost at home to the bottom place team.
They're going to be playing championship football at a brand new stadium.
So they'll have one more season at Goodison.
Blech.
Yeah, so about that sack.
Oh, they're not bouncing back up.
Goodison.
If they go down, they're going to be there for a bit.
Yeah, 20 years like Leeds.
Oh.
That's bad. It'd be sad to see Goodison go in the championship, though. Like that ground.
The goodbye game. Playing against Plymouth Argyle.
Yeah. Crawley. Yeah, so they're second bottom on 15 points. Bad. Dude,
again, there's still a long way to go, but I don't see it improving for them.
Well, when things are so toxic off the pitch and bad on the pitch.
It's bad all round.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
He's taking the wrong turn.
So there was a lot of relegation battle games this weekend. Forest got a good win against Leicester.
Yep, big win.
Leicester have gone shit again.
That's what they do. He's doing just enough not to get fired.
I know. He's up and down. He turned the bus around a little bit, didn't he, before the World Cup?
To be fair, they're doing what their squad is capable of. Mm. They're doing about what you'd expect.
Forest leapfrogged them with that one. Forest are 13th out on 20 and Leicester on 17.
Cooper's doing a great little job. Semi-final of the League Cup. Probably get to a final.
Oh, no.
And then you've got...
I've already bought the tickets.
If he keeps them up this year, he's done a great job.
Yeah, I think he does, because they were written off. Like, everyone thought really they were just dead. Yeah, and they gave him a new contract, and boom.
Boom, all of a sudden he just flew with it.
So Brendan's going to end up losing the next few, then win 6 in a row, and yeah, golden.
He'll keep losing until he plays Spurs again, and then he'll get a win.
Yeah, a nice little 4-0 win against Spurs.
Great.
Elsewhere, down at the bottom, Wolves, big win over West Ham. Moyes is in the relegation zone now. What a turnaround for West Ham.
Strange.
Off a cliff.
Strange.
He's got the backing of the board, though.
Yeah, but for how long?
Next
At some point, you've got to start winning.
When does the back line go up for Everton or West Ham for Sean Dyche to get involved?
You know, it's funny. People were talking about Dyche. He should be the man for Everton.
I think he'd save him. That's the guy I want at my club when I'm in a relegation battle. I want him.
He's really...
He knows what he's doing.
He's a proper man's man in terms of, like, he manages people. And I think he's very, very good at that. And I think he would go in there and be like, look, lads, we're in the shit here. Here's how we get out. And he'd be very, very clear on it. And he'd probably get them playing some half... decent, not decent, but effective football.
I think that's the word, effective, right? It would organise them, make them hard to beat. Lampard's just getting stuck between a rock and a hard place. He wants to play good football and attacking, and he got the team for it.
That's his problem.
Right.
He wants to play football that he would have played when he was a player, which I don't argue with him. But as a manager, like I say with Conte, you've got to have the awareness to change and adapt to what you've got, the hand you've been dealt. and they don't do it because the buzzword in football is philosophy and stick to this and stick to that. And I don't necessarily agree with it. I think a lot of people are like, we do this and this is how it is. Yeah, you should definitely have principles and the way you do things. But I think you have to have flexibility within that. And some of these managers, it's my way or the highway.
I think if Dyche goes in, they stay up.
Yeah,
I'd back them.
Do you think Dyche goes in there?
Definitely.
Do you think he wants
to? Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Would he want to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a the house money. If he keeps them up, he's a hero. And if they go down, well, they were already shit, so.
Look at you, seizing the opportunity.
Definitely. Fucking mercenaries, mate. These football managers get money for all roads.
If you're Dyche, do you want to go to West Ham or do you want to go to Everton?
Good question. I'd say just because of the toxicity off the pitch, I'd say West Ham.
Everton all day.
Well, I think in general I'd choose Everton.
Yeah.
But because things are so dirty behind the scenes at Everton, I go down to West Ham.
Yeah.
And you get to live in London over Liverpool.
Do you think Sean Dyche wants to live in London?
No, he's definitely not.
He does not. That's why he's taking Everton. Yeah. That's why he's going Everton.
He can still live in Burnley and commute to Everton.
He definitely still lives in Burnley, doesn't he?
Yeah, or Blackburn or somewhere like that. Wigan. Elsewhere on Saturday, Brentford are quietly going about the biz. Another win.
Yep.
Do you know where Brentford are in the league?
They're seventh?
Eighth.
Above
Liverpool.
It's impressive.
That is impressive.
Great.
Ivan Toney scored again.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Do you think he goes anywhere? I think he's built for Brentford.
I think he's probably one of those that if he does, he'd probably struggle.
He's a flop.
He'll end up at Spurs or something.
He might end up at Spurs.
Everton.
When we lose Harry Kane and Son.
Yeah, when United send Kane in the window.
Dyche might take over Spurs. That might be a good option. We'll have him at Tottenham and Conte.
Would you rather have Dyche or Conte right now?
I'd take Dyche right now.
Jesus. You lose a couple of games and the wheels fall off.
Can you imagine Dyche managing the Champions League with Tottenham?
You were bullish before Christmas. You were like, yeah, we're still finished second, mate. I saw we got a cheeky little title run going on here.
Yeah, but am I from Yorkshire or am I a Cockney?
You can't good. Decide. How am I supposed to know?
Questionable.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sunday. We already talked about Tottenham and Arsenal ad nauseum. Crystal Palace finally won a game. Chelsea finally won a game against Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
No, it was at Chelsea.
Oh, it was at Chelsea.
Yeah, so they finally won a game. And they made a signing which they announced at half-time.
By the way, they've massively overpaid for it.
Did you see his contract?
It's mental.
8 years.
What are they doing?
Why would you give anyone an 8-year contract?
I saw a stat that Todd Bowley, the new owner of Chelsea, has spent $500 million already. And City, Pep's only spent $1 billion in his 7 years.
He said that someone said that he could have just bought Brighton and saved himself the ball age.
Yeah, kept Potter there. Yeah. What an idiot.
Kai Havertz scored a nice little header, though.
Yeah.
Proper little number.
He doesn't score often, does he?
Well, Chelsea needed it as well. It's the first game they've won in about 100.
Well, Potter, I know there was a picture going around that had clearly been edited, but he doesn't look good. Like, his like physical state, he looks like he hasn't slept.
Proper stressed out.
I feel bad for him because he got thrown into that job and he didn't have a time to prep. And I think it's rough.
Yeah.
But he's got a massive squad.
He's got loads of players. Another two players in the window.
Wild.
João Félix and what's his name? Mubarak.
Can you believe João Félix got sent off?
Yeah, it's funny.
That was before this show.
No, so we talked about it last year.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, so he got sent off on his debut.
Yeah, he got sent off on his debut.
50th minute of the game.
Technically, his game cost Chelsea $2.1 million whilst he's out.
Hey, he's out for 3 games.
Can you imagine that?
That's bad.
He set the
United
pitch.
Were going to sign him too, but we got Weghorst instead.
Yeah, well better.
Exciting.
Well, at least he's not been sent off yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Not played yet, but... Newcastle, the train rolls on.
What a dirty little game that was.
What about the Mitro penalty?
What bizarre... I've never seen a penalty not happen.
I've seen it in like a pub game.
So he's double touched it.
Kicked it off his left foot.
Kicked it onto his own foot and it's gone in. And the referee's... I'm surprised it wasn't a redo.
I don't know the rule.
No, it's not a redo because technically you scuffed
the penalty.
But I'd have loved it if they'd given him a redo.
That is funny.
And how did it still go in? Outrageous.
But Newcastle won again. Alright, I'm going to ask you the same question. Can Newcastle win the league?
No, they can't.
You don't think so?
No, definitely not.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Just no, they're just not good enough.
Alright.
That's a fact.
Love it if Newcastle won the league.
They won't win the league. I would love it because it would be an Arsenal have not won it.
Can they finish in the top four?
Yes. They can, but they won't.
Okay.
Tottenham will.
We need to pedal back to Friday.
Yeah, Liverpool.
No. Friday was...
Leeds.
Your boy Leeds.
Yeah.
Jesse Marsh is an absolute failure.
It's not an absolute failure.
They're terrible. They're Leeds terrible. Are shit.
They're not terrible.
They are bad.
They're just really unpredictable.
The game, the last game we're going to talk about is the game that we just overlooked on Saturday. Brighton 3, Liverpool 0.
I think it's a good game for us to finish with here.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I'm
really enjoying today. I love weekends like this. You're wound up about Tottenham. United beat City and Liverpool lost 3-0 and Klopp moaning about everything.
Well,
it's like a perfect storm.
So I alluded to this at the beginning of the show.
What episode are we on? 211, so I remember this one.
If people are still listening, if you're still here with us from the beginning. So the Klopp thing. So obviously, I was talking about managerial styles, and I think that the style at the moment, and I think it's effective in the short term, is this real servant leadership role. Where, like, I'm going to help you become the best version of yourself. I'm going to invest in you as a, not just as a player, but as a human being, right? You build real connections. You get to know players' heart, past, and what makes them tick and their motivations. And I'm going to take you from here and get you there. I'm going to bring you to success, but you've got to trust in me and build that real relationship, right? And that's what Klopp is. He's a proper man manager. But I think his Achilles heel, and I think it's every manager, by the way, there's only so long that can last. Because this is why you look back, and this is why Alex Ferguson was one of the all-time greats. Because he knew when it was time to cut the cord.
Replenish.
With the player and bring in fresh blood. But Klopp, his managerial style, and it's amazing that he's made it to 7 years. And he's done incredible to get through that cycle twice, really. But normally after 3 years, most managers have a drop-off because you burn that relationship. The player's just averted enough of you.
Well, they've heard the same thing over and over again.
Or the manager has to make those tough choices and bring in a new crop. Klopp is so tight with some of those footballers, some of those players. They're like his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, to his credit, he's not turned his back on them. But it's now to his detriment because you look at it. Trent Alexander-Arnold is awful at the moment. His crossing's great, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
His defending's atrocious. You go through it, he's got, you know, who's playing at centre-back for him right now?
Matip.
It's Matip, who he likes, and he's garbage. He'd give the ball away for one of the goals.
Well, Van Dijk was out, wasn't he? So Konate stood in with Matip. Yeah. But it's the same back four almost, right?
Robertson at left-back, I think he's overrated. I've always thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got them going, when they were feeling good about themselves, their momentum, he was very good at managing that. I think he's the... What would you say the consequence of his own success, to be fair?
Slow midfield too, which I found interesting that they signed Gakpo but didn't get a midfielder.
Right.
When this game started with Fabinho, Henderson and Chamberlain.
He's sticking with what he knows. He's sticking with his boys.
But to sign a striker, which it just didn't seem like they needed a striker.
They lost Mane. When they lost Mane, I don't think anyone...
They signed your boy, Nunes.
Yeah, but he's just not good, is he?
he's awful.
I wouldn't take him for sixes in Vegas.
He is bad.
Yeah.
He's, what would you say, he's the Uruguayan Andy Carroll?
he is. I think Andy Carroll's better. I think Andy Carroll is the target more often.
I'd have him in Vegas for sixes.
I would not have him in Vegas for sixes.
I'd have Carroll.
Oh, Carroll, 100%. Yeah.
Not Nunes.
Oh, I'd definitely have Andy Carroll for sixes.
It'd be a good banter.
It'd be a nightmare to play against the sixes.
Oh, it'd be a...
Can you imagine how hard it would be playing against
him? Andy'd be steaming.
Be just running into people, smashing people.
It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Is he playing at the moment?
Yeah, he's at...
Where is he?
But he might be at Burnley.
At Burnley.
Yeah, he's in the Championship for sure.
Come on.
Oh, Reading. He's at Reading.
Have a word.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Drop him a message on the old social media.
On Instagram.
Going back to it. So I think they're outdated, Liverpool. Klopp has become whiny, and that's the bit that's sour about it.
It is bad, isn't it?
I don't like this. I don't like... every time they concede now, he just starts laughing. And I'm like, that isn't funny anymore.
Like condescending.
But yeah, like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Everything's against us, so it's just funny. It's a joke now. I don't like it. He needs to roll his sleeves up and find a way. But again, he's going to go down with his philosophy and his methodology. That's fine. But at what point do Liverpool say... Sorry, mate, you've done amazing for us, but we're in the business of now, and we're in the business of what's coming.
He said after the game that it was the worst performance he's ever experienced at any club he's managed.
They were bad.
They were awful. It was pub defending. Danny Welbeck scored. He hasn't scored all season.
Yeah.
And he scored.
Brighton are a bloody good team.
Brighton are good.
Great decent. Team.
And fair play to the new manager. Came in difficult circumstances. Potter was doing well.
His name, De Zerbi?
Yeah, De Zerbi, yeah.
De Zerbi, he deserves it.
Well done. Good, isn't it?
Very good.
So I think and Brighton dominated possession. When was the last time Liverpool would outplayed and dominated possession?
That's how far they've fallen. So as much as Spurs are pathetic, Chelsea and Liverpool are doing us better.
Cheers,
lads.
And that's, I think they played this weekend and no one's asked. That's usually a huge game, but nobody's bothered.
No.
That's the Liverpool in ninth.
What do you think happens though? Do you think Klopp gets? Do you think that? I think out of respect, they'll let him finish the season now because it doesn't matter. They're not going to go down, but they're not going to finish any higher.
Do you still think they can finish in the top four?
Absolutely not.
You think no chance?
No, nowhere near it.
They're on 28, United. They're 10 points behind Man United.
Mate, they're nowhere near it. It's not like they get turned around overnight. It's not like this is like a couple of bad results. They are fundamentally in a bad place.
They're broken.
I think they let him finish the season out, and I think they maybe cut ties. Maybe he has to walk himself. They'll give him the option of like, do you want to walk away at the moment?
Well, because if you stay, what happens? They would have to have a massive summer. They would have to replenish
the whole squad.
And then what happens is that you need to take that time to rebuild and get chemistry.
It's either spend a lot of money this summer or bring in a manager who can come in and get fresh work out of that group. And there are good players in there. I mean, like I say, Trent isn't a bad player.
No.
He's just burnt out in the system.
Right. So they need someone new. They need to go get Tuchel or someone like that, you know, to come in. And
do you think Tuchel's the answer there?
I think he's a great manager.
Could he be at Spurs before the end of the season? Because we love ex-Chelsea managers.
I could see him at Spurs. I could see him at Liverpool. I could see him taking either one of those jobs. I think you're right. I don't think Klopp's going anywhere before the end of the season. No. Liverpool won't.
Out of respect.
They're still in the Champions League, right? So they'll end up doing all right. They'll finish sixth, seventh, but it's a mess. But I kind of like to see it because I think he's an arrogant fucker. So.
What managers are out there?
Yeah, Tuchel is really the only heavyweight name right now. Sean Dyche.
Pochettino.
Yeah,
back at Spurs.
Pochettino's leaving.
Back at Spurs.
You could see it. I could see him.
Come on.
I could see him back at Spurs before I could see him at Liverpool.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
But would
I can only dream.
Would you take it back right now?
Pochettino?
Yeah.
100%. Tomorrow.
Fair dues.
Conte's just not for me.
Yeah, he's shit.
Unless we win the Champions League, then he's a god.
Oh, yeah. Finish top four and get in the Champions League. Or win the Champions League.
He said it yesterday. I hated this after his interview. He said, you know, maybe Champions League, maybe we finish in Europa League. And I'm like, you don't even mention the words Europa League. Like,
sweaty,
do you understand what you're getting paid? What your job is, mate? That is not even a consideration.
Do you want to talk about what's coming up this week real quick?
Before we
cash out? Manchester United play Crystal Palace on Wednesday.
Fantastic.
That's good, isn't it?
Yep.
Thursday, Man City, Tottenham.
I really hope you drop points.
Man City, Tottenham Thursday at City.
I think Palace do, and I think Spurs do City.
No chance.
City can't lose three games in a row. No. There's no way it happens.
I think City win this game 3 or 4-0.
Oh, God. Is it at City?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The bounce back from City again losing against United will be big.
Spurs? I keep forgetting August. I'm waving my wagging my finger.
He's waggling his finger like he's a fucking school teacher.
I'll tell you, Spurs always get City's number, so it's not an easy game for City. And Spurs are on a bounce back as well. Come on, it's gonna be a great game of football. 1-1 draw.
3-4-0 to City.
1-1.
Elsewhere, we already mentioned Liverpool, Chelsea coming up this weekend. And it's not really much else of any. Oh, West Ham play Everton this weekend. That'll be a good game.
Whoever loses is getting fired.
Southampton, Villa.
Yeah. Do you think Dyche will be at that game?
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
He'll be in the car park.
Whoever loses, I'm taking over.
He'll be sat in the car park waiting to see who's going there. And then Arsenal, Man United on Sunday.
That's a huge one.
Draw.
I think
they'll go for it.
Arteta, is it at Arsenal?
Yeah.
Arteta's pathetic. He'll play for a draw.
I don't think he will.
I think he's scared.
You said that about Spurs and City.
So much pressure building on. Jeff Shreves was absolutely rinsing him in the interview afterwards. He's like, is it your league to give away now? Putting that in his mind already.
Man United are the only team to beat them this season.
Yeah, beat him again. Please.
I think we will.
Please.
Rashford.
Here's a deal. If United pull this off and finish above Arsenal, I'll come to UnitedCon.
Will you?
I will come.
Will you speak?
I'll speak about how much I love Manchester United.
Will you wear United top?
As a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
I'll wear a half and half. Half Spurs, half United.
Sheringham United top.
I like that. Yeah.
All right,
just as a thank you.
There's loads of other games, but we're not talking about them. You can go elsewhere for that.
Seems like a long podcast.
Yeah, it's been about an hour. Well, let's get out of it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone, at Healthy Obsession. If you didn't know, we've got our national tournament in Las Vegas coming up February 4th and 5th. Come party with us. Vegas, play a bit of football. Manchester United convention is May. We've got loads. Smallgoalsoccer.com is the website for all the info. Thomas, say goodbye.
See you later. Woo. Get your hands off the volume.
Get your hands off my button.
Get your hands off.